It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
You're listening to episode 18 of the Crave More Life Roadshow titled, How Addicted Are You Really? Hey, DIY ass kickers. When I was putting this post together, all I could think of were the lyrics to that old Robert Palmer song. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. And no, this is not a post about sex addiction. It's about another kind of addiction. Just for the record, for those of you who are struggling with addiction right now, I'm not going to tell you how to manage that here. There are other helping professionals who are specifically trained to support you with that one. But I will say that I support the definition that addiction is about continuing to do something that you know is harmful to you. This post is just a little twist on that. This post is about being addicted to pure love of self. That would really be pretty cool, don't you think? I mean, love for yourself is not a harmful thing at all, ever. And before you disagree, narcissism is not self-love. Most of us would probably say we're addicted to love already, but are we really? Are we addicted to loving others, or are we addicted to getting love from others? Are we addicted to loving the bodies we live in, or are we addicted to having to follow the social messages about the perfect body? Are we addicted to loving foods that respect and honor our girl bods, or are we addicted to foods that give us comfort in the moment? I could go on, but what if we were addicted to that purest of love for ourselves? Purity that has us so compelled to do what feels like love for ourselves that we know there is no other way. Stuck like crazy on being uber clear about what we need to feel and to be love. Completely committed to making it happen. No holding back. No fear fucking up the process. No thinking you need to put others first. You like to think that you're immune to this stuff. Oh yeah. It's closer to the truth to say you can't get enough. You know you're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to love. Okay, my singing aside, just always know that love for you wins out every single time. I wonder how that might change how you spend today. Take a minute and put yourself there right now. Stop, get quiet, ask yourself the question, and listen for the answers. What decisions might you be making differently than you did yesterday? What test would you use to measure if it really feels like love? How do you expect to benefit from all this addiction to love? So tell me, other than memorizing and repeating that line of the Robert Palmer song, how do you intend to make yourself addicted to love?